Thank you for fighting for our country. For those of you that are here, thank you so much for serving our country. And we love the United States of America. And just want to tell you that for those of you that burned the American flag, you don't have to stay here.
Amen.
You can leave. And some of you probably didn't expect me to say that. You burned the American flag. And we're just honoring the veterans. And we honor our country. And, you know, and I believe that we should honor our soldiers and those who... I believe we should do that. And God bless America.
Amen.
Amen. God bless America. Praise the Lord. All right, y'all ready for the word?
Amen.
Amen. Y'all want me to look at my watch?
No. Nope. Take it off.
Did somebody say yes?
No.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, everybody loosen up. You ready for the word?
Amen.
Amen. Mark chapter 1, verse 16 through 20. Praise the Lord. Everybody say this. Be the church. Everybody say, grow up.
Grow up.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Grow up, be the church. Mark chapter 1, verse 16 through 20. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little farther from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the boat, mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after him. Being the church is different than going to church.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
A lot of times we have church, we go to church, but are we being the church? And the Bible says that we are supposed to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. Let me give you an example. Imagine a baseball team going to their own stadium to observe their own game that they're supposed to play in, but they're sitting in the seats. Did y'all catch that? Imagine a mechanic who tells everyone he's a mechanic, but he doesn't have the tools. Imagine a farmer observing the land he owns, but he never tills it. He's not really a farmer, is he? Is a Christian truly a Christian if he or she just hears the word and doesn't do it? And the Bible has called us as Christians to actually not just hear the word on Sunday morning, but actually obey the word on Monday morning and Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning. And God has called us to obedience. And I see that we do a lot of going. We do a lot of going to church, but we don't do a lot of going into the world. And I hear people say, well, the world's so dark, the world's so dark, the world's so dark. Listen, it's probably dark because you're not shining. Now, can I get an amen in the house? And God has called us to shine our light before men, that they may glorify you, the Father in heaven, that they may see your good what? Works. And I hear people say, I love God, I love God, I love God. That's your words, but what does your works look like? I can say, I love Chestui, I love Chestui, I love Chestui. But am I really obeying God? Do I have a relationship with God or with the church? I think God has called us to be the church. Amen. And God has called us to go forward in His name. Imagine this. Imagine going to a doctor who doesn't practice what he does. It just doesn't make any sense, does it? And God has called us as Christians to actually practice the Word of God, to do the Word of God. And I love this scripture here. Jesus tells the disciples, go. He says, I will make you what? Fishers of men. If you're not fishing for people, if you're not witnessing to people, you're not following Jesus. You're not following Jesus. And listen, and if we do just come to church to get together, but we never go together, we're missing the whole point. And there are people out there that need God, need the gospel. Man, they need Jesus. But if we always huddle up in holy huddles and never go out and witness to people, listen, I don't want to have, y'all hear me? I don't want to have exciting sermons, exciting services, and nobody gets saved. I don't want to have, we had a great service. We had a great service. Nobody even got saved in a year. Nobody got saved in 2 years. So what we need to do is not worship excitement. See, I'm getting excited already. We don't need to worship excitement or feeling or emotion. We need to celebrate a harvest of souls that God's going to save. Listen, I'm not looking for an emotion. I'm looking for a change in people. Amen. And I hear people say, man, I can say these things. I believe in God. I'm a Christian. Do your works outrun your words? Amen. Didn't James say, show me your faith with your what? Works. And so some of us, when we say the word work, we're like, ooh, work? Work? You mean being a Christian takes work? Go into the world and preach the gospel. Go in, and we look at church as an end in itself, not as a means to go and witness. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. And so when we come here, it's not an end in itself. When we come here, God has called us to go out into the world and preach the gospel. Amen. And we say, well, how do we grow the church? It's not about numbers. It's about going and getting people saved. Everybody say salvation. Salvation. How many knows what an auditor is? They go to a class. When I went to college just for a little bit, and we had students that would come to class and they would audit the class. That means they didn't really have to invest in the class. So that they wanted the information without the responsibility. They would come, give me the information, give me the data, but I don't have to invest in this class. That means they don't have any homework. You know what people do today? They audit God. They audit church. Well, let me see if they want to invest in it. I don't believe in sacrificing. I don't believe in sacrifice. Listen, God has called us to sacrifice. And we say, well, I hope God uses me in the ministry. Well, if you never volunteer, how's God going to use you in the ministry? You say, well, I hope God does this for my life. Well, if you never get involved, how's God going to use you? Look at your neighbor and say, get involved. Hallelujah. Get involved. Get involved in the ministry. Get involved with the people of God. And listen, God has called us not just to get information, but to look for transformation. Hallelujah. You know what? We've looked at church as an audience, ain't we? Do you view yourself as an audience or an army? Are you just a congregation or are you an army? Are you just a spectator or you're a participator? Come on, church. Hallelujah. Listen, you can hear me every Sunday morning, but if you don't take what's being preached and take it out throughout the week, your life won't change. Your life won't change. But if you'll take the Word of God and be a doer of the Word and not audit the Sunday morning sermon. Don't audit the worship service. Invest in it and say, I'm going to invest. I'm going to take the Word of God in my life and I'm going to invest and put God first in my life. Amen. Glory. Is this speaking to you this morning? The Lord doesn't want us to audit. He wants us to be real. He wants us to invest. And listen, we come here to meet God. But did you know you can meet God outside of here? Yesterday, we met God in Athens. Yesterday, we met God behind Dunham Sports Store. Got tongue-tied. We met God over there. Listen, and wherever you go, listen, what does Emmanuel mean? God with us or us with God? God's with me. So therefore, I can be the church. I hope y'all are listening. Be the church. And so God has called us to be the church. And so, listen, we are raising up an army that is not just coming here just to hear things, but we are going to hear it and do it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
See, a Christian is someone who does the word, who believes. Jesus, when he said, I will make you become fishers of men. Next verse. Hallelujah. Caught him off guard. They immediately left their nets and followed him. What is your net that you're holding on to?
Come on.
What is the net? Is it complacency? Oh, here's a good one. Is it laziness? They immediately left their nets and followed him. They immediately left their sin. Hallelujah. And when you see Jesus for who he truly is, everything else pales in comparison. And it doesn't say it was a process, does it? It was a process. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And Jesus said, just follow me. He didn't put them through a rigorous interview. Let me have your resume. He just said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And they left, man. They left, and they followed Jesus, and they followed him everywhere he went. And guess where he went? He didn't stay in the church, that's for sure. Can I get an amen on that one?
Amen.
He actually went out. He went out and witnessed and preached the gospel. Listen, they went into houses. They went into synagogues after that. And you'll read the next chapter. You read it in that same chapter and in the next chapter. They're going everywhere with the word of God. And they're telling people. People are getting healed. People are getting saved because they refuse to make church an end in itself, but as a means in order to go and reach people with the gospel. You ought to shout over that. Here's a question. Where's his hands at? Where's his feet? Could it be they're stuck in a chair? Hallelujah. Could it be they're stuck in a pew? But God says, look, you're the body of Christ. And if you're the body of Christ, you need to follow me. But we want to switch it around. We want to be the head and make him the body. That's not how it works, church. One of the commands that we are most familiar with is one of the commands that we don't obey. He says, go. And if you're not active in witnessing and reaching people for the Lord, you're not really following Jesus. And I know some of you right now are saying, that preacher's telling it like it is. You're not following. You've got to reach people, right? And we don't come here just as an end in itself. But it's just a means in order to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why do you think we have Facebook Live if it's on? Why do you think we have videos? Why do you think we have these things? Why do you think we get on Facebook and we get on social media and we do these things? Because we want people to hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, if it becomes more about you, you won't reach anybody. But if you make it about reaching people, everybody say, catch the vision. Listen, what I'm part of is bigger than the part I play. Let me say it again. What I'm part of is bigger than the part I play. And some people get so stuck on what they have to do, on their position or title or whatever. Listen, you understand that the vision is bigger than the role you have. And if you understand that if you think the role you play is bigger than the vision, then man, you'll be a terrible person to get along with. Right? Because then you'll think it's about you. But when you understand that the vision is bigger than anybody could comprehend, nothing can stop you. Because, listen, is not this the greatest vision?
Amen.
The cross of Jesus. Is it not the greatest mission? Y'all ready to live like it?
Yeah. Come on.
Ready to live like it. Let's don't audit. Let's be real about this. Where's his hands? Y'all want to answer that question? Where's his hands? Where's his feet? Where are they at? Then why don't we be the hands? Then why don't we be the feet? Why do we write letters? Why do we write letters? You say, I just don't know about writing letters. God wrote you a big love letter right here, didn't he? What would we do without the written word of God? And so we are writing letters, giving thank you cards, and people are getting blessed, people are getting changed, people are getting transformed because of that. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And you say, well, I just don't feel God leading me that way. I just don't feel. Listen, you live by feeling, you live by faith.
Amen.
Amen. So we live by faith. And listen, if it's not something that I like doing, if it's going to reach somebody and it's not my preference, I'm going to do it. If somebody's going to get saved, I don't care if it is my preference or not. If somebody's going to get changed, let's do it. And we get into music wars at church too, don't we? Well, I think we need to listen to Southern Gospel. I think we need to listen to contemporary. I think we need no music at all. That's pretty extreme right there, isn't it? No music. Listen, whatever it is, if it's reaching people, if people are getting saved, let's do it.
Amen.
You can't stay the same and grow. Let me say that again. You can't stay the same and grow. Amen. And so we have to understand there's going to be different methods we use, but the mission will always stay the same. We are showing people that there is hope for their life.
Amen.
We are fishers of people. Is that not what the word says? See, some of us, we still have nets we haven't left. It might be nets of insecurity. I don't know. You know what I love about this? When Jesus invited them to follow him, he said, follow me. He didn't give them there was no strings attached. He said, follow me. Follow me and I'll show you. I'll show you. Let me show you what I can do for you. Are we following Jesus? And listen, they didn't go to Jesus, did they? Jesus came to them. Isn't that good? Jesus comes to us. And what I love about this is that Jesus doesn't tell you to lay down your sin before you can follow him. But when you follow him, you will want to lay down your sin of unbelief. Were they full of sin when they started following Jesus? Yeah. Jesus come up to them, follow me. Follow me. You know what we do? We just want to pick and choose who can follow Jesus and who can't. Don't we? We just want to pick and choose. Pick and choose, judge. Listen, Jesus went to the disciples, and those disciples, God was so far away from them at that moment. And Jesus goes to them. They don't even have Jesus on their mind. They're busy making a living. That's their occupation. They're making a living. And Jesus comes to them and says, follow me. Now listen, I know we've had a great altar service today, but for those of you, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord, and you come up with the excuse of, well, I don't know if I can follow Jesus because of these things in my life. I don't know. Follow Jesus. Just follow Jesus. Well, I struggle. Pastor struggles. Well, I don't know if I can keep going. I follow Jesus all the time, and I fall, but guess who's picking me up? Do you know why? Because I'm following Jesus. When I fall, he'll pick me right back up. Why? Because I'm following who? How many in here is following Jesus? We're following Jesus. And Jesus is saying, look, you're going to fall. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to do these things. But I'm going to pick you back up. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to anoint you. Hallelujah. All we have to do is follow Jesus. Well, how do you follow Jesus, Brother Sam? How do you follow Jesus, Pastor? How do you follow Jesus? Well, you get saved, and then you go get other people get saved. It's pretty simple, isn't it? Wow! Wow, and we're always looking for these deep revelations, these deep, I got to get a word from God. God gave you the word. He gave you the word, and you go. Hallelujah. And when God gives us that command, when we understand that, we'll begin to see growth in our spiritual lives, and we'll see growth in other people's lives. You know, yesterday was the first time I went with Marcos and Jennifer with the team out ministering to the homeless out there ministering. And I thought, man, this is great. We don't even have guitars. We don't have no musical instruments. We don't have anything to actually give like a structured altar call. You know, you got to do the songs, offering, message, altar call. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. right? We wouldn't need to. You know what we did? We just went out there and just ministered. There was no structure, but people were getting blessed and people were getting touched by the power of God. And I'm here to tell you, listen, don't wait for the pastor to tell you to go and witness and do something. You go ahead and reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, if you're not fishing for people, if you're not witnessing, if you're not reaching out to them, you are not following Jesus. And that should put a lot of fear in you. Because if you're not reaching people, and then life becomes about you, and if life becomes about you, then you can't really reach people. Amen, church.
Amen.
So, I read a story last week during World War II. There was a church. The victims of the Holocaust would go on these train tracks, and they would haul them. The German soldiers would haul them. And they could hear the screaming when they were headed toward the concentration camps. The church, listen to this, the church scheduled the timing of the train to come. They scheduled the timing of the train. And when they began to hear the cries and everything, they would begin to sing hymns. And they would begin to sing, and they would have church, but not reach people. You with me? They would have church and ignore the reality of people that are lost. And one of my deep concerns, and I know it's probably not on a lot of people's minds, one of my deep concerns is that we can have great church services, but not an outreach. We're not reaching anybody. But listen, I love great services where we worship the Lord and we have to meet together. But if we are not reaching people and we just act like there's no problem and we act like there's nobody out there that needs the Lord, shame on us. We need to quit acting like there's no problem. There's problems out there and people need Jesus. And that church, I read this story and it broke my heart. And they would schedule the timing of it. So they wouldn't have to hear that. Do you know what we do as a church today? We do the same. We ignore the reality. And Jesus is saying, you know why it's so dark out there? Because the church is not shining their light. That's why it's so dark. And you know what we do? We complain about the darkness. It is so dark out there. Of course it is. Of course it is. We live in a sin-cursed world. Of course there's problems. Of course there's troubles. Of course there's things going on. But are we going to shine our light? Look at your neighbor and say, are you going to shine your light? Are you going to shine your light? The light of Jesus. Amen. I really wanted to preach this word today, and I was really debating because of the altar service that we had, but I feel like I really needed to give this word. We need to know this. We've got to reach people. We can't become so self-absorbed in our own problems, in our own troubles, that we forget about the Great Commission. Because our lives begin to become about us, when really our lives need to become about Jesus and reaching people with the gospel and with the Word of God. Amen. Let's get rid of the net of complacency. You've got three choices, church. You got three choices. You can give up, you can give in, or you can give it all you got.
Amen.
I'm going to give it all I got. Amen. Am I promised tomorrow? No. Am I promised next year? No, you're not either. Right? We live as though we need to arrive safely at death, don't we? And we don't risk. We don't risk. But anything you do for God is really not a risk, is it? It's a blessing. And listen, we are called to reach people. We are called to reach people. And let this become your number one priority. Let it become, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. See, the church is just a colony of heaven. We are churchgoers. but we are also doers of the word. And when we leave here today, and you got somebody you need to forgive in your life, you better forgive them. If there's somebody in your life, and there's things going on, you need to make it right. Amen. Praise God. We come here to get filled up, but praise the Lord. Let's take what we get here and don't keep it inside these doors. Don't keep it inside the church. Is Jesus' body supposed to be active? Of course it is. And we are active people, giving people hope. And for every one of you that's listening today, there's hope for your life. There's hope for your life. There's hope for you. Should you be sad or happy? If you're saved, should you be sad or happy? You want joy? Be his hands and feet. Be his hands and feet. Serve. Begin to obey the Lord and apply the word of God to your life. Apply the word to your life. Listen, words are important, but do our words match our works? Is my works matching how much I tell people I love Jesus? Right? We can get on Facebook and we tell people, I love Jesus! I love Jesus! Do you fish for men? Amen. That's why God is calling us to. And I thank God for people taking the initiative to reach people that are lost. And it's my concern that some of us have really missed that. We have missed the whole point, that it's about reaching people. And if you mean it, I want you to raise your hand. Hallelujah. And as we raise our hands together, listen, I want you to be here all the time. I want you to be here. I want to be together. We get together and we go together. And as we raise our hand, we are agreeing together right now. We are going to reach people. We are going to reach people. That's our vision. That's our vision. What's our vision statement here at the church? We bring others to Jesus. And we teach them to bring others to Jesus. That's the vision statement. This is why we exist. That's why we exist. We bring others to Jesus while we teach them to bring others to Jesus. And it's the Great Commission. And we love people unconditionally. And we believe that saved people serve people. We serve. And if we're not serving, then we might order to evaluate our spiritual lives. Are we really serving? If I'm not serving, am I growing? Come on, brother. Amen. Amen. I'm following Jesus. I'm following Jesus. So here's my question to you. Are you going to follow Jesus? Will anybody witness to 5 people this week? Yep. Pastor's given us homework. Well, I don't think you should be an auditor. I don't think you should just be an auditor. I don't think you should audit the church. I don't think you should audit God. Right? You want the information, but you don't want the responsibility. Who's going to witness to 5 people this week? Amen. Hallelujah. 5 people. We reach 5 people. Just imagine what would happen if we were all set in reaching people, whatever it may be, through letters, through social media, right? Through our works. You say, Brother Sam, our works don't save us. No, they don't, but they sure are pretty good evidence of your faith in Jesus. Right? So, Lord, deliver us. Deliver us from words that we speak so much. Because we have worn people out with words, but they don't see any works. Okay, what does Jesus say? I'm almost done. Let your light shine before men so that they may see your good words or good works and glorify the Father in heaven. Amen? You know how you reach people? You love them. But you know what we try to do? We try to recruit unsaved people. You can't recruit unsaved people. You love them. You love unsaved people to salvation. But we have a habit of trying to recruit them. Recruit, recruit, recruit. And we supersede the work of the Holy Spirit. But if we serve and we love them, it'll change their lives. It will change their lives. Y'all agree? You agree? So he clapped his hands, hoping that everybody else would clap their hands. So let's clap our hands right now. We are called to reach this community. And listen, and if I hear somebody complain about the darkness and you're not witnessing, I'm going to call you on it. You're complaining about this community. You complain about things. Complain, complain, complain. Why don't you rejoice and celebrate over the souls that are going to be saved and put your works to work and go witness? Amen. I hear people complain all the time. Complain, complain. Why don't you go witness? Why don't you shine your light? Hallelujah. Everybody say, shine the light.
Shine the light.
Shine the light.
Shine the light.
See, I love it because they're getting excited over here because people matter. People matter. Every one of us in here matter. Amen? Hallelujah. Everybody say, be the church.
Be the church.
What I'm part of is bigger than the role I play. I'm part of a vision. And listen, if we're not willing to live for this vision and we're not willing to die for this vision, man, we need to do some evaluation, don't we? Amen. You agree with me? If you agree with me, stand up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As Elijah sings right here, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray that our light will shine. And I'm going to tell you, church, shining your light doesn't mean you get on Facebook and air your dirty laundry. You with me? Doesn't mean you get on. You shine your light. Look at your neighbor and say, shine your light. Shine the light of Jesus. Shine the light of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I want you all to pray in your own words. And I'm going to lead us into prayer right now. Those five people, I want you to pray. I want you to think about these five people that you know personally that doesn't even know Jesus. They don't even know God. Are you going to witness to them? I want you to pray for them right now. Because I believe that prayer should precede everything. Amen, church. These five people, I want you to pray for them. However you pray, I want you to pray for them. And you keep on praying for these five people and you reach them with the love of Jesus Christ. And don't tell me, say, well, I've been trying to reach them for a long time, for years and years. Don't tell God that. Because you can't save them anyways. Only God can save them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would use us to shine our light in order to reach others for your gospel, for your glory, for your kingdom, God. We pray that you do it, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We glorify you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, forgive us of the times, God, that we have fell short of witnessing to people with our works, with our words. Lord, I pray that our actions don't betray our words. Lord, that we would shine the light of Jesus Christ so that they may see the good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Father, give us a burden for the lost, for those who don't know you. Do that for us, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody holler amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, shine the light of Jesus. Shine the light of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many's ready? How many's ready to save someone this week by the grace of God? You ready? Speak by faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.